Mercedes Benz sold one car in every 6 minutes this Navratri at an average price of 1 crore. 25,000 crore ka revenue hai Mercedes Benz ka.
Kya baat kar rahe? $3 billion ka revenue hai.
They sell 25,000 cars. Their revenue is 25,000 crores. The math is so easy, dude.
They finally seem to be getting to that US consumer kind of behavior, right? Which is no savings. Yeah. Let me. But that's only to the top whatever 2-4%
of. 60,000 crores of sale in first like 10 days. First leg of festive growth in 2025. So 24 versus 25, there is a clear 5x jump. Our savings rate has gone down significantly. These charts are indicating that it looks like a bumper festive season in the making.
ACs, fridges, ye sab bhi matlab kafi, that would be driving a lot of this, no, durables.
To kaha, mereko samajh bhi nahi aa raha kidhar hai slowdown consumption.
LG ka IPO mein very clearly they asking why are you need like boss air conditioners is where the growth is going to be next 3 to 5 years. Clear hai.
Why are people shying away from hiring a 15 year experience?
Entrepreneurship by design asks you to exhibit beginner's mindset.
I also think critical thinking skills, na, especially in a brand context of young people, is way ahead just by pure instinct.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 51 of the Asymmetric Podcast. I know different setting, I'm traveling, doing this from a hotel. I was requesting for the day off, but Shantanu was very clear that I have troubled him for so many years and said, how can you do this? And therefore he said, how can you do this? How can you not do the weekly? So forgive the background and the poor camera and the sound effects, but yeah, I try to contribute as usual with some bucket. But night episode again, today we are discussing the overall festive season. The e-commerce growth that we have seen this year seems to have surprised most. A lot of interesting data and charts as usual from Chirag on what's happening during the festivities, what's leading to this growth. A little bit of banter also around what we are seeing in the market in terms of getting talent on board for different stages of the company. Some thoughts on macro as well, markets as well, but clearly we're out of depth on that one. So, hope you guys have fun as usual.
Ye tweet dekho. Mercedes-Benz sold one car in every 6 minutes this Navratri at an average price of 1 crore.
Dude, wow. Mercedes-Benz has now become a 25,000 crore company in revenue. 25,000 crore in India.
What?
They sell 25,000 cars, their revenue is 25,000 crores. The math is so easy, dude.
25,000 crore ka revenue hai Mercedes-Benz ka.
Kya baat kar rahe? $3 billion ka revenue hai.
Yeah.
To kaha, mereko samajh bhi nahi aa raha kidhar hai slowdown consumption mein se. So basically wahi hai na, rich are basically just underdone consumption.
Yeah, 25,000 crores means 25,000 cars are we. 25,000 cars is not a lot.
Yaar, Mercedes average price 1 crore. Interestingly, koi isi baat pe apan discuss kar rahe the na, but I think interestingly somebody is explaining me that whole India is used to watching these 5-10 companies. Britannia, Maruti, Unilever, and concluding basis is ki slowdown hai. Whereas the same consumer is buying the same category but a different brand now, which is the new age brand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If D2C is looking like, let's say, what, anywhere between $15-20 billion total revenue? Aisa kuch number hoga?
$15-20 billion D2C India. Amazon, non-Flipkart, non-Meesho.
No, I'm saying all sales. The argument which was being made is, if you look at these new age brands, they are growing. And they are eating into the share of these old age companies. So there is consumption happening, just that we are not used to looking at this sector or this space. We are only used to looking at these 10 space. These 10 companies or these 20 companies.
Mera hypothesis thoda alag hai. Mera hypothesis ye hai ki, I think the top 2 crore people in India mein consumption is growing. But if you look at the next 15 crore people, the consumption is slowing down, which may be the same thing that what you're saying.
So HUL, ITC, Nestle, Tata Consumer, sab mila ke 188,000 crores. This is what, 20 billion na? Wahi to aa raha hai number.
But Amul bhi hoga na, isme 10 billion aur.
Chal, theek hai, 30 billion le le. If you remove the top 3, right? If you remove the top 3, he's saying everybody accounts for 45,000 crore in annual sales and growing 5% per annum. And there are 160 new age D2C brands, all founded less than 10 years ago, who generate 42,000 crores, growing 15% per annum. Basically, tum long tail dekh lo. You take the long tail, take all the new age brands as long tail. But combined, they are now as big as, let's say, the legacy companies. But they are together now growing 15-20% and all online. Whereas these legacy companies, which are offline heavy, they're also going online. But their offline is degrowing, their quick-com and e-com is growing. But total, they're still going at 5%. Net. Whereas an equivalent number now is going 15%. So this portion will start. You're right, Chirag, to your data point. The index has to be, there's a CPI mein, tum pehle jo lete the, basket change karo na, basically. There's a Nifty, yes. Nifty mein tum abhi bhi IT services le rahe ho, aur banking le rahe ho, to Nifty lag raha hai ki yaar, bahut expensive hai. So this is the argument, by the way, a lot of people in market also give, ki you have taken all the khassi companies that are on market cap very big. But ideally, if you take a lot of the new age companies which are growing faster, like you should start rebasing the index a little bit to signal what is a new age economy as well. Abhi bhi sari old economy businesses ko tumne Nifty mein dal rakha hai, because they hold on to market cap, and then it's like a circular thing, right? Because they're part of Nifty, every large fund has to have those stocks. I don't think you want to hold a TCS right now, which has given zero return in the last 3 years. There's growth in here, 1% year on year growth. So, log bol rahe bhai, kyun kharid rahe hain? But that reallocation only happened when there are more eternals that become part of Nifty. Now, I know you can't suddenly change the methodology, but that's why there is so much more interest in, by the way, I don't know if you had seen this, Sandeep pointed this out, right, from Deserve, that the inflows into thematic funds is at an all-time high now.
Mm.
I think yeah, large cap, but dal ke point kya return hi nahi aane wala na, kyunki sare large cap legacy companies jo grow hi nahi kar
rahi. And it's a very important decision making criteria na. All policies typically are made basis this data point. Ki yaar consumption nahi ho raha hai, okay, interest rate kam karo, banks ko danda do ki, you know, you should be giving more credit, all of that happens. But what if that number is skewed by like 20%? Then you are looking at a different answer, na? So a lot changes.
Yeah. So there is a lot of this conversation, right? That core inflation has slowed down to all-time low. But again, they still measure that basket because protein ke bhav to kam nahi ho rahe. But core inflation mein koi protein nahi dekh raha hai, dal chawal sabji dekh raha hai. Which is, yes, it is at an all-time low. But I don't think consumption is picking up, because I would agree with Shantanu. I don't think the wealth or income increase beyond the top 5% of India is meaningful. So
that's true.
Wahan consumption badhna mushkil hi lag raha hai. I think the top percent are making more money in income as well as wealth. Whether it's stock market, whether it's real estate, whether it's gold, silver, commodities, whatever it is. Because now you're also, India used to be very under-penetrated on insurance, credit, as well as stock market access. The stock market access has increased tremendously in the last 5 years. So I think wo jo top 5, I think it's now 6-7% of India now has access to equity markets, right? Insurance and credit is still lagging behind. But I think that way the income slash wealth is seeing, and it's all coming into new age businesses, whether it's the Mercedes or the brands, or I don't know, even a BNPL provider versus people going to legacy banks. Like again, we used to be questioning, right? Why do people in credit take personal loans at a higher rate than what SBI is offering? Yeah, convenience hai, maza aa raha hai. Like one click loan mil raha hai, mereko 8-10 lakh, no question asked. Why would I do all that tam jab? So I think we finally seem to be getting to that US consumer kind of behavior, right? Which is I only live once, no savings. Let me, but that's only to the top, whatever, 2-3-4% of the audience. But we kafi bada hai na, top 5% of India would be still what? 70 million households? No, 70 million people. 70 million, right?
Top 5%, yeah. 70 million people.
Bahut yaar, 70 million mein tumhara GDP capita agar 10,000 pahunch jata hai to.
And what was the comparison? That's as good as Singapore.
Singapore population would be very low. Singapore population would not be that. 70, I think a good benchmark would be, I think that's what I think Sajit used to cover, right? The India one, the Mexico population and stuff like that.
Mexico, correct.
30 million households, 70 million people getting at 10,000. Maybe it's higher now. Maybe it was $10,000. This would be actually where the delta is. Maybe that's become like $14,000-$15,000 GDP per capita. That top 70 million.
Yeah. Hey, interesting. I remember one more thing. I was meeting one founder. Shantanu ne mujhe introduce kara tha Moxie Beauty. I think she was making an interesting point that we end up comparing ourselves to, you know, or for inspiration and beauty and hair, US se zyada compare karte hai, whereas we should be looking at countries which are closer to equator. And then she was saying that we should look at trends in Mexico rather than in US or in Korea.
Korea, yeah, that's true.
Because
especially with hair.
Which was an interesting point, relates to our GDP per capita also, ki India top walo ke liye Mexico dekho. Mexico jana chahiye.
Wahi bolte hain. Bhai bolte hai, log, I don't know whether that stat is still true. There was not a single developed economy between the tropics till 10 years back. Abhi pata nahi, maybe with UAE and Singapore, I think that may have changed. But or maybe above certain population, all developed economies are on the other side of the tropics. Very interesting. heat actually just kills productivity. But on this now, 70 million people and 10 million mein bahut farak hai. Again, the average versus median argument is big. I think if you look at the top 1 crore people, I still feel ki wahi pe consumption, that covers consumption growth and pulls it forward. But aap ye dekho na, RB for example, this will not include like companies like Ruchi Soya and all, where there is oils and some of that stuff, where there will be slowdown.
क्या लग रहा है बल्ले बल्ले दिवाली में एकदम
एटलीस्ट दीज ऑल ऑफ दीज चार्ट्स आर इंडिकेटिंग दैट लुक्स लाइक अ बम्पर फेस्टिव सीजन इन द मेकिंग
लास्ट ईयर यू सॉ 10% एसीज फ्रिजेस ये सब भी मतलब काफी दैट वुड बी ड्राइविंग अ लॉट ऑफ दिस नो ड्यूरेबल्स
नो दिस इज डी2सी लाइक टू लाइक राइट नो दिस इज ऑल इकॉम दिस इज ऑल इकॉम्स दिस इज ऑल इकॉम्स
या
यू आर सेइंग लास्ट ईयर फेस्टिव वाज ओनली 10% ग्रोथ
एंड आई डोंट रिमेंबर व्हाई वाज लास्ट ईयर स्लो. But at least this year, they're saying double of last year. And some of the data which is there, which does indicate, so this is festive, e-commerce festive growth by GMV first 2 days. So 24 versus 25, there is a clear 5x up. That is there. And then this is online. So there's 60,000 crores of sale in first like 10 days. Is what they're saying, first leg of festive growth in 2025.
Wow.
It's huge,
yeah. That's true.
And a big base, actually. The base pay 20%
this
growth.
This is, you know, what we were discussing, mostly macro. Repo rates have gone down, tax-free, tax limits have increased. Just, I'm saying mostly some macro stuff, which has played into this consumer demand uplift. Interest rates are down, repo, at least Indian RBI is also indicating that interest rates will go down from here, tax-free, the limits have increased, GST 2.0. This is what I was saying, that our savings rate has gone down significantly.
We are at our lowest ever, 18.5%.
Yeah. And then this was the automobile one which we were discussing. That there is a 30 Navratri to Navratri, there is a like 1/3 increase in year over year. Navratri 25 is 1.1 million vehicles sold.
Wow.
And that's up
36%.
Hello, Hyundai has reported what 11,000 dealer billing. Maruti Suzuki delivered 30,000 vehicles. Interesting.
So this will still be top 5% of India, right? Yeah, nay. If there are 100 million, this is 1 million, right? So there are 10 million two-wheelers roughly sold in the year.
Yeah.
Is that a fair estimate? Yeah, is it a little higher? Two-wheeler sales in India would be 10 million to 20 million?
In that range only.
So let's say, again, so it's still the top 50 million households only, right? Largely, or is it more democratic than the top 5% of the country?
My sense is, what Shantanu was also saying, my sense here is that, jiske paas ek gaadi thi na, uske paas do rahi hai. Instead of a net new buyer buying a car.
Yeah, they're not entering into a category as much as we would like.
Yeah.
So pantry
20 million. So
20 million.
First half of this year is 10 million. So roughly 20 million two-wheelers are sold every year. Assuming people buy once every 5 years or buy a second one, you're rightly saying, but basically top 100 million household. So little more democratic, top 10% of India. But again, four-wheeler to pakka will be top 5%, which is where we are seeing the wealth concentration is. Which is why even a mass segment is growing 100% year on year, and a Mercedes luxury segment is growing 35% year on year.
Mercedes is growing
35%. What percentage of Maruti car is to a first-time car buyer? I think it'll be high, no?
Mass segment, yes. The Nexa versions, which is the Baleno Plus, would be upgrade. Second. Yeah, would be upgrade.
Second, third car, yeah.
And now no more, at least I was reading somewhere, no more the Altos and the Swifts are the highest selling cars now.
Yeah.
What's the highest selling car now? Creta?
Creta, yeah. Creta is the followed by Desire.
So that's an upgrade, na?
Yes. And by the way, out of the top five, only one is sedan. Everything is a SUV or a MUV. Top six, in fact, only one sedan. All are SUV, MUV. MUV is like the Altiga and the Innova level. Yeah, largely.
By the way, September 25, highest selling car was Tata Nexa, no? For September 2025.
But last year, this was later. Last year, Navratri or Diwali late. So I hope we are not comparing the wrong months.
and we're comparing Navratri to Navratri.
Navratri to Navratri, right? मोबाइल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स में इतना स्पाइक नहीं आया. ब्यूटी पर्सनल केयर क्यों इतना स्पाइक होगा? क्योंकि शैम्पू 5% हो गया.
आई थिंक ग्रोसरी तो डेफिनेटली बिकॉज़ ऑफ क्विक कॉमर्स.
ये तो क्विक कॉम है.
हाँ, बट फैशन, ब्यूटी, ब्यूटी ऑफ कोर्स आई थिंक सम अमाउंट ऑफ द जीएसटी 2.0 इंपैक्ट. 10-15% जमीन इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स ना.
ओके ओके, गॉट इट गॉट इट गॉट इट.
Samsung saw premium TV sales jump 2x compared to festive season 2024.
Got it.
Refrigerator, washing machines and ACs are ACR 30% growth.
LG ka IPO mein the CEO and the CFO ka, I don't know if you saw that that interview. Very clearly they ask him, why are you like, boss, air conditioners is where the growth is going to be in next 3 to 5 years. Clear hai, matlab household penetration first AC mein bahut jhagda hone wala hai between Voltas LG, all of these guys.
I'm hearing AC is the biggest. Even Urban Company and Attenberg are now going after AC compressor / AC. So clearly seems like apparently I think Attenberg announced in a PR saying we have now silent, most silent compressor, most energy efficient something. They have this BL. I think they're a technology first firm, right? They keep figuring out more energy efficient and noise less.
So they will
noise
get into manufacturing. Though. Urban will get into servicing.
I'm hearing Urban to servicing mein tha hi. I think they may also native mein product leyenge log AC.
Oh wow,
very likely. Ye sahi hai unka ki humko servicing karna aata hai, to hum product bhi bana lenge. To fir pura end to end cycle hi hamara hai.
Aur AMC
AC like. हाँ, और वो क्लियर था उसका यार, वो that guy, like, was AC. Because क्या, I think my hypothesis now, households which have, let's say, 5, 7, 8 lakh per year of income, the person is still working in an AC office. Country is getting hotter, दिन भर AC office में रहता है. उसको शाम को लगता है कि यार, एक 1 BHK में है, 2 BHK में, at least one of the rooms should have AC. वो एक रूम में AC on करता है, पूरा घर ठंडा कर लेता है, and then I think at least that kind of creates.
मैं बोल रहा हूँ, you don't even need to go that low. If you see the Urban Company transacting user base, it's 7 million. It's the top 0.5% of the country. So you don't, it's a 20 lakh household a year. Basically, they are going deeper by giving maids than by giving AC. Basically, usi ghar mein cross sell kar rahe ho.
Look at the credit driven consumption. So credit transactions have risen faster this festive season.
Fuck.
27% growth in credit card and e-commerce transactions in terms of volume.
इसमें से आधा तो अंकुल ग्रोवर की वजह से होगा, क्योंकि वो सबको बता रहे कौन सा क्रेडिट कार्ड यूज करना है. मेरा लार्ज पार्ट ऑफ दिस कैन बी एट्रिब्यूटेड टू उसकी वजह से. मेरा ये देखो, उसकी वजह से मैंने ले लिया ये HSBC और इंफिनी. अब मेरे को और टेंशन आ गया कि इनका डेट कब आता है पेमेंट का. फुल ट्रैक ऑन दिस. एक मेरा वो एमएक्स सही था, बट दे वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग है.
बट आई एम नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड द चार्ट.
The yellow one is 2025. This is volumes, percentage.
So UPI ka growth kam hua hai year on year.
Correct.
Festive season mein. It used to be 50% growth, now it's down to 20% growth. Whereas it has got replaced by credit card. So people are spending more on credit card, less on UPI.
Not less, growth. This is growth.
Ye chart wale ko lekin award dena chahiye. Year progression right to left kiya hai isne.
Yeah.
Because high value transactions to generally log EMI pe kafi karne lage.
Even on low AOVs, yaar, we are seeing 2,000, 3,000 rupees also. There is good penetration of these pain parts. And especially I think with this credit on UPI rolling out, I think it should be very interesting tailwinds. We are going to see more credit-based consumption go up from here. I think what interestingly happens is that because of offers on Flipkart, let's say you get on a card, you start to use that card a lot more, right? So it's a little bit of a primary change of primary card. All banks want that their card should be primary card, right? Everyone has 3, 4, 5. So top of mind kis card ka lagayen, I think these events help in terms of changing the card to, it was a secondary card to primary card, moving more spends there. But overall, looks like, yeah, savings rates are down, credit-based consumption is going up. What happened in... Meko to har cheez pe lagta hai, you know, you look at it, I think India mimics more US than China. We don't have super apps working. We have so many brands working. I think we were contemplating on something else also. I'm not recalling.
People not spending much, people not saving as much over time, and then people spending on credit.
Yeah.
So we should be able to predict in 10 years, India's debt to GDP ratio will also become like US. It will go out of hand. Loan pe chal rahi hai. Loan
10
pe
years nahi lagenge. No, sorry, even in the brand.com shopping experience. Right, it has not worked in China. It has not worked in Indonesia. It has worked in US. It's happening in India.
Yeah, but isme na thoda sa tera meko lagta hai bias hai Chirag, because you see the absolute value. If you see, I think, let's say a VC or a PE who evaluates a lot of brands, I don't think there are any brands that are more than 20-25% D2C, which is the case would be in China also. US mein there are D2C brands that are D2C.
I'll tell you fundamentally there is a difference.
Hmm.
China has had these models of that they differentiate between a marketplace and a mall. Amazon is a marketplace, whereas Tmall is a mall. The difference is, in a mall, you will have an Apple store, which will sell Apple product directly. In a marketplace, an Apple product can be sold by any kind of seller.
Correct.
It's a marketplace. So, China mein kya hai? China mein branded store hai. So, there is no need for a brand.com. Ki aapko Tmall pe sare brands milte hai.
Correct.
So, wo structural change hai. Which is not there in US, which is not there in India. India mein koi aisa mall wala online nahi hai.
Right? But US mein change ho raha hai na. If you look at Shein and Temu now becoming so big in the US, or and TikTok shop, effectively brands have now set up shops.
Wo to brand nahi
hai. Toh bolai, wo bhi reseller hi hai technically. Those shops are, those stores are still resellers versus brand and brand. Actually, my view is 100 million or a 200 or even actually $1 billion business, AG1, I think is nearing that scale now, or a Hims, which are brand.com D2C only and $1 billion in revenue and profitable. Wo to, I don't know, India mein hoga ki nahi. Mera view hai, I still don't see a lot of D2C only plays, but I think if you play this out 5-10 years, wo hoga. Do I think this will happen in 10 years? Absolutely yes. I think that market depth is now coming and people are okay to spend on a high OV, high efficacy product, whether it's a skincare or a protein or whatever it is, when this could be possible. It's just that I think the retail is getting too strong. Like, if you're not on Blinkit, the compounding loss may be so high that, oh, worry to hai ki you will lose market share. Because see, brands are by design na, measured on market share. How market share? Now, if you're not on Blinkit, to koi aur tumhara market le raha hai na. So, wo ek dichotomy jo hai na, US mein kisi ko farak nahi padti. Because they're like, yaar, agar main $1 billion hoon, to I don't care about market share. $1 billion, 20% EBITDA hoon, bhai. मैं अपनी मार्केट हूं, मतलब मेरे को नहीं तो मार्केट में घुसना करके. वेरस इंडिया में हर चीज में मेजरमेंट कम्स डाउन टू हाउ मच इज योर मार्केट शेयर, एंड इफ यू आर नॉट ऑन ईकॉम क्विककॉम फाइटिंग फॉर मार्केट शेयर, देन यू गेट जज्ड. नहीं क्या शांतनु, लाइक ट्रिमर में लोग ये पूछेंगे ना तेरे को कि तेरा मार्केट शेयर क्या है, इज इट ग्रोइंग और नॉट, देन यू स्टार्ट सॉल्विंग फॉर इट, व्हिच मींस यू स्टार्ट सॉल्विंग फॉर कि एम आई ग्रोइंग ऑन ब्लिंकिट, एम आई ग्रोइंग ऑन अमेज़न और नॉट, व्हिच देन बाय डिजाइन टेक्स यू अवे फ्रॉम इन्वेस्टिंग इन योर डी2सी. लाइक इट्स अ, it's where the incentives get aligned, in my view.
They also, like, frankly, as a business, you have to be consumer first. I don't think brands can, like, I don't think I can change consumer behavior on the retail or where they're going to buy, where they're going to discover. That's going to be done by marketplaces. That's going to be done by media.
No, but take the US example. No, why in the US would you have so many businesses saying we don't want to sell on Amazon also? And they are profitably high growth, good businesses. Aisa kyun hai? There's so many businesses that are 100 million plus, to matlab 100 business honge profitable jo sirf brand.com karte hain aur badhiya business bech bhi dete hain. Like, I think maybe that's the nuance. Maybe they don't get venture loan yahan pe India mein, non venture backed itne mane bhi nahi hai. Like, more time lagega thoda. Actually, it's a cycle, right? You need venture dollar, then you need to show these numbers, you need to show market share as proof point ki tumhari kuch right to play, right to win hai is segment mein. Just thinking out aloud, in the US, I don't think, like, there is venture dollar available without that as a metric being measured, if I can put it that. People just look at LTV CAC aur baith raha hai, bahut badhiya. Like, if your LTV CAC is 3x, और वहां एलटीवी बैठ भी
जाता है. गुड क्वेश्चन एक्चुअली, दैट्स अ गुड क्वेश्चन. व्हाट प्रॉम्प्ट समवन इन अ कंट्री लाइक द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स टू गो ऑन अ वेबसाइट एंड बाय वर्सेस बाइंग ऑन Amazon? डू दे हैव अ मोर हाई ट्रस्ट डिलीवरी सिस्टम where it doesn't matter whether Amazon se aa raha hai ya fir brand se aa raha hai. I think that's where, for example,
yeah. Yeah. India mein bhi aa jata hai yaar abhi. Even to India mein bhi aa jata hai, just that time nahi pata hai.
Yeah.
I think abhi wo wala khatam ho gaya ki wo aayega nahi aayega.
Yeah.
Yeah, aayega nahi aayega nahi, kitna jaldi aayega. Yahan pe for example urban India mein Amazon same day aane lag gaya yaar.
US ulta hai. US mein you have to pay on Amazon to get it like quicker.
So maybe there is some infra advantage that leads to abhi aayega. Or is
yeah,
there
this is
such
mostly critical... in India also na Shantanu, this is mostly driven by insta discovery ki aap insta pe dekhte ho aur fir wahan se website pe jaake order kar lete ho.
Correct,
right? So it's mostly discovery driven rather than, you know, ki aur kuch recall vikal ho raha hai. Largely tezi hai, khecho.
It 10x you. Aisa hai juta
पहनना, अभी तो पहना नहीं है मैंने. कैनवस शू टाइप ही लग रहा है,
बट देख के कैसा है, बढ़िया है तो कलर कर रहा तो बढ़िया
है. ओह कूल, लेसेस आर ग्रेट. चलो मैं पहनता हूं आज इसको. आई पुट अप अ लिंक्डइन पोस्ट अराउंड रिक्रूटमेंट. ओके, एंड यूजुअली वी डू दैट व्हेन वी हैव 2-3 सीनियर रोल्स वी वांट टू हायर फॉर, और यू नो रोल्स वेयर वी फील दैट द लिंक्डइन ऑडियंस विल सी एंड अप्लाई. मैं कर देता हूं, एंड जनरली देयर इज लाइक वार्म रिस्पांस कि हां आ जाते हैं, लाइक 50-60 एप्लीकेशंस. दिस टाइम द नंबर वाज इन द 4 डिजिट्स, नंबर 1. नंबर टू, द काइंड ऑफ पीपल हु, मैं दीपक सही बोल रहा था यार, क्या क्या लोगों ने अप्लाई किया. बॉम्बे शेविंग कंपनी का टैलेंट पूल सही है, ये है वो है, एंड यू नो लाइक आई गिव ऑल क्रेडिट टू माई सेल्फ एंड द कंपनी, बट देन आई रियलाइज व्हाइल टॉकिंग टू अ बंच ऑफ दीस कैंडिडेट्स दैट इन दैट यू नो 15-16 year वर्क एक्स एट दैट कॉम्प लेवल, नंबर ऑफ द टैलेंट दैट इज लुकिंग फॉर अ रोल और लुकिंग फॉर लाइक अनएम्प्लॉयड राइट नाउ इज मैसिव. तो एक जाना मेरे को वही बोलता था कि मेरे पास एट एनी गिवन टाइम टिल 3-4 इयर्स बैक मेरे पास एट एनी गिवन टाइम 5 जॉब ऑफर हुआ करते थे. ही हैज वर्कड इन द बेस्ट कंपनीज इन इंडिया फ्रॉम एन एफएमसीजी स्टैंडपॉइंट, बेस्ट. और अब बोलता है मेरे को 6-7 महीने से मिला ही नहीं है, मैं इधर कंसल्ट करूँ उधर कंसल्ट करूँ. लोगों को कंसल्टिंग से खुशी मिल जाती है, बट मोमेंट देयर इज अ फुल टाइम रोल. एंड स्मार्ट गाय, टॉप टियर स्कूल, 4-5 इयर्स सीनियर टू मी फ्रॉम अ टॉप
टियर. व्हाट इज द, व्हाट डू यू थिंक इज द प्रॉब्लम, व्हाई आर पीपल,
आई डोंट नो,
शाइंग अवे फ्रॉम हायरिंग अ 15 इयर एक्सपीरियंस पर्सन?
आई डोंट नो व्हेदर पीपल आर शाइंग अवे, आई जस्ट डोंट थिंक द नंबर ऑफ जॉब्स एग्जिस्ट टू अब्सॉर्ब दिस.
आई थिंक पीपल आर शाइंग अवे, लाइक द पीपल यूज्ड टू से शाइंग अवे एज वैल्यू.
हां,
पीपल आर गोइंग यंगर.
One is, I think, for sure, younger has more energy, but I think our world is also changing very fast, na? So
I don't think it's energy. Used to be energy. I think now it's relevance. I mean, I don't think very few businesses are still AI first in India, but at least AI native
bhi change to bahut. AI to chhod de, matlab I'm saying ki generally adaptability to change,
yeah, adaptability, agility, yeah, is a like unlearning. See, okay, let me put this way. You essentially unlearn what you have learned and then relearn a new skill, which becomes harder as you age. That is my view, yeah, as to why 15 plus years experience. Like I see the same struggle, and I really love a lot of people, but I see unlearning as a key skill set.
So restart karna and then restart both on your comp and relearning is a difficult one, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, comp is also okay. I'm okay if you are the right comp, that is your market comp, that's fine. I still think it's an intrinsic thing that people haven't learned, because for too long people were taught ki ye seekho, this is how supply chain works, ye seekho, this is how finance works, ye seekho, this is how marketing works, right? And the world is changing so fast that you need to be agile to now what is the best way to do it. But wo koi sikha nahi raha abhi, wo tumhe khud seekhna hai, karke seekhna hai, which is what today's young folks are anyway experiencing, right? They join startups, they khud karke seekhte hain. Wahan dusra
wo log bhi by the way internship kar rahe hain. I am seeing a lot of people now do 6-6 month internship, 5 internship kar chuke hain.
Kya baat kar rahe
hain? Haan, this is looks like a new trend. Ki har 6 mahine bolta hai, nahi, ab yahan ka to ho gaya, abhi kahin aur jata. Social media ho gaya, chalo ab main performance marketing karta hoon.
But how do you get any depth in social media or performance marketing in 6 months? You can't get depth.
This is different sector, different maza chal raha hai 6 months.
Which is fine. At a young age, you should be able to, you know, touch everything and get a feel for it. But let's get back to the 15-year thing, right? My view is it takes about 5 years broadly to get depth in any particular segment.
10,000 hours.
So let's take that, right? Now let's say that, and I don't think I think your theoretical education time is now shortened with AI, but the practical education of implementing it and seeing that will still be at least close to that. May not be as high that, maybe, but it still be 80% of that, right? Then you need to relearn because the technology changes. The like the SaaS tools available first for warehousing 5 years back or 10 years back, and now that they're available are very different, right? You could technically upskill your thought on, let's say, warehousing as a thought process. Suddenly, by the time people were figuring out next day delivery to compete with Amazon, now you have to do 2-hour delivery. So every 2-3 years, the entire problem statement, what he change over? So how to change hona padega? So that requires a beginner's mindset plus an unlearning thought process. Yeah, I will unlearn and I will relearn, which is maybe linked to the beginner's mindset, which is very hard to develop as an intrinsic skill set after 15 years of not having a beginner's mindset. Maybe. I don't know. That's what I think.
Possible.
Very, very possible.
And it's very painful. Like everyone says, ah, yeah, beginner's mindset is a cool thing to have, but it's very painful to again go at the bottom and then restart. Go to the bottom, restart. It's super painful, and it gets more painful as you age, right? Once you have family, once you have different.
You know what? What will happen is again. This one individual told me, "Yar, agar ye pata hota na ki aisa job market hota, to main chhodta hi nahi naukri. Ye risk lene. So I would not take this risk only. I would just kind of go climb and get promotion every 3-4 years, stay in comfort zone. And the moment you start seeing a lot of such stories, I wonder whether risk appetite for people, especially in that, you know, at that 30 to 33 year age group, where we see a lot of people taking the risk, thoda bahut financial comfort hai, you can take that risk, become an entrepreneur. Like, boss, nahi chala to then job market also screwed, because by the time I come back to the job market, if I have to come back, I will probably be unhirable, or, you know, I would have lost the curve.
Actually, nahi hoga wo, because entrepreneurship is the best form of you exhibiting beginner's mindset or unlearning skills. So I would agree with you on people shifting jobs. Ki nahi yaar, if I have to do more of the same, I would rather stick here. Because agar koi naya skill nahi seekh raha, to main kyun shift kar raha hoon, sirf paiso ke liye. Which people may still do, but unless they are learning something new, they will become a liability at some point of time, because the world changes too fast, right? But entrepreneurship by design asks you to exhibit beginner's mindset. Which by design, even if you fail as an entrepreneur, at least you have showcased and you have learned, or you have exercised that muscle a little. You may have failed, but at least you exercise the muscle that usually not exhibiting in a job, right? Or at least in a steady job after 10, 15 years of doing the same thing over and over again.
But that's the thing, if you, like, this seems theoretical for someone who's starting up. For someone who's starting up, they'll be like, people will value my entrepreneurship, but look at these 4 guys who took risks and are finding it hard to get a job. So should I take the plunge anyways? And I don't think we have enough examples of people who have made entrepreneurs, have failed at it, come back and built out stellar careers and reached senior positions. I don't know, other than VC, where of course the fit is a lot easier. But in India, I have struggled to think about entrepreneurs who have come back and have actually, you know, built out great careers. I don't remember a single McKinsey partner or anyone in, let's say, any of the consumer giants who CEO had at some point.
Your worldview, therefore, is a little colored, right? Wo jo McKinsey, Unilever, 15 saal ke baad jo hota hai na, I don't think they unlearn enough, because wo itne great institutions hain, wo apna process hammer kar dete hain. So I see a lot of people who have spent 5-10 years at these great institutions try and apply the same learnings that they had in those institutions to when they are doing entrepreneurship, and that's not exhibiting beginner's mindset. Unlearning and saying ki yaar Unilever jaise chalta main apna dimag lagaunga. Those examples, at least I have. I see those people. We recruit enough ex-entrepreneurs. And this is what we look for. Yeah, theek hai. Like, it's actually the best experience in my view, that if you have learned from a Unilever / McKinsey / Amazon, and you have exhibited beginner's mindset, you have unlearned that, and you have learned a new skill. Yes, you failed. I think that's like a beautiful, because you never know which skill you may require in a fast growth or like any one of us. Wo adaptability jo hai na, bahut hi powerful hai mere hisab se.
यार वो एक बार ही फेल होने के बाद हम्बलिंग भी रहता है ना, सो यू नो दैट यू ट्राइड, यू वर बेस्ट, यू ट्राइड एंड देन इट डिडंट वर्क आउट एंड नाउ यू आर रीस्टार्टिंग, सो ऑल ऑफ दैट आई थिंक देन यू स्टार्ट फ्रॉम ग्राउंड जीरो, यू आर ओके टू लीव ऑल योर फ्रीडम, ऑल योर नॉलेज एंड रीस्टार्ट अगेन. कुछ भी काम दे दो, राइट? पीपल विल से कुछ भी काम दे दो, वी विल स्टार्ट.
बट दैट्स अ डिफरेंट सेट, चिराग. आई ऑल्सो सी इनफ पीपल हु, लेट्स से, वर अर्निंग ग्रेट सैलरीज. Then they became entrepreneurs, and then the savings went to zero because, you know, you were 3 years without a decent compensation. There was a lot of opportunity loss. I also see those people who want to come back and say that, acha, now my Unilever batchmate is getting this much, so this is the comp I want.
that no. is going to be a humbling experience kyunki wo nahi hoga no. like startups can't afford then you need to go back to Unilever or the McKinsey's which also exists no I think you were only telling me that enough of these orgs are now welcoming alumni back or at least they were till the AI wave came in
used to that's what I don't like I think that's changed over the last 3-4 years I think a Unilever's ability to bring back or a McKinsey anyway bring back an entrepreneur who's taken at my time 2015 mein choda 2018-19 mein chala jata I think there would have been a place for me maybe not at 3-4 years in terms I would have come back at the same level today I am not sure
but today to your advisor to McKinsey no ab to matlab next level pahunch gaya tu
no but failed entrepreneur I'm talking about a situation where you are kind of in a very wanted. I even today, for example, today if I were to go back to McKinsey and say, "Boss, you hire me as a partner," it's very, very unlikely that it will happen.
Yeah, but a cultural problem, right? Because they have a set culture. Every firm in its leadership likes to have, "Yeah, this is how we work. We don't want to disrupt that culture because ek mufad banda aayega jo kar roz LinkedIn pe post likhta hai, uspe char log ko pyar aata hai, char log ko hate aata hai. Ye hamare firm mein nahi chalega." So. That's a fair point, no?
Any broader point, the broader point is not about Firaz. The broader point is about the job market itself. Ki whether they want or not, is there place for you?
But is that okay? Let me ask you a converse question. Have you seen like MBA placements where the best yardstick for how much how good the job market is? And Unilever's and the Amazons and the McKinsey's were always like top IIMs or whatever it is. They'll take 100 people every year or whatever, 50 people for a McKinsey or maybe 100 people for an Amazon and a Unilever. Has that number come down drastically in the last 2-3 years? Would you know that? That would be a better sign if the job market is, because that's where the real pinch is. Because senior level, I understand. They'll be like, boss, we don't want to have a bloated leadership. We want to have a whatever tree structure, right? Key leadership is narrow, and then we are always bringing in young people and we will groom them. That's always been these institutions. In fact, I am asking my leadership, saying, why would we not start doing that now? Like, groom people from within. So, we have a fellowship, we have a Maverick program, like programs now, and train and invest in people, because there is a mosaic way of working, right? In the end, every company wants to have its own unique culture. And even if you hire laterally, you have to give that person time to, get acclimatized to that culture. And only then they will actually learn to succeed in that culture, because there is a slight nuance in every org, right? And every org starts shaping its culture over time. It's, I think, far easier to get younger people in, which is what at least I've seen how institutions get built over time. Like, they're always like, yeah, let's teach our way, versus expecting senior people to come in and start being very effective immediately, because there is a cultural nuance to how every org works. Maybe that's the missing link. Maybe inadvertently we are trying that. You should go and look at your recruitment, Shantanu. But I'm sure in the last 2 years, you will see you have a much bigger pool of people joining in as freshers / less than 2 years experience. And over 2 years, 20% only stay. Other people may, let's say, move on. But that 20% then becomes a sticky manager cadre. And then 10% becomes a leadership cadre over 5 years. And I think that's the cycle all institutions end up with, in my opinion. Because cultural nuance or the way this org works is always easier to train bottom up. At least mujhe ye lagta
hai. That's very much the McKinsey or the PNG model that you prefer.
So we look, it's not clear, how did you create a 100-year institution? You should learn from that, right? I don't think there's rocket science in. I'm not saying we'll set up the same processes, but conceptually should work, right? You will have your own programs and own nuances to that program. But you need to have some institutional programs, institutional, what do I call it? Vocabulary, right? There's a management trainee in Citibank or a Unilever, right? Achha, which batch management trainee are you? That's the vocabulary that operates, right? So I think those things too should happen now, whether you call it a management trainee or what we call a fellowship and stuff like that, may change. And what is entailed in that is, again, could be changed and could morph to how your organization works. But I think concept, I don't think rewards and recognition and learning and development by design as a principle will change. Let's take the corollary. Na? The corollary is also, I don't know if you guys see this, but every time I sit down with a 26-year-old who will show me a cool new feature of AI, I mean, it's a lot of fun, I don't know how to learn it. How much I'll Twitter and YouTube, man? I'm like, man, this is a very good way to do it. Let's do it. Like, innately, it's so much, at least I get energy when I see someone figure out a better way to do things. Like, some of my team members are now using the non-US LLM models. एंड आई एम लाइक ये क्यों कर रहे हो, दे लाइक हमने रिसर्च किया और इससे हमें बेटर इनपुट आउटपुट आ रहा है, बहुत बढ़िया यार, पता ही था मेरे को ये एग्जिस्ट भी करता है करके, बिकॉज व्हाट कम्स अप इन न्यूज इज ओनली द टॉप 5 यूएस कंपनीज राइट, बट समबडी इज डन द एफर्ट ऑफ फिगरिंग आउट कि नहीं यार ये ओपन सोर्स मॉडल है विच वर्क्स बेटर फॉर अस फॉर दिस यूज केस, बहुत बढ़िया. ऑफ कोर्स आई एम नॉट लाइक आई हैव टू गो डीप ऑन दैट, बट एटलीस्ट the serendipity of learning also happens when you're around people who are thinking all the time of just learning, and that young crowd na, sub 30 constantly is in that, I don't know whether it's FOMO or interest, but they're always looking to learn faster and learn more.
Oh, jaise I was speaking to your Shantanu, your HR is Archana na?
Yeah,
she was telling me ki Shantanu ko bhi dhoondna ho to figure out like there are bunch of 20 year old sitting, wo Shantanu wahi milega.
Content
you might not realize ha, unke unko se sikha hai content, usko pata hai Gen Z kya soch raha hai. कैसे कैसे क्या बोलना है, उल्टा भी हो सकता है कि शांतनु के पास ही 20 साल वाले आए थे, यार आप बताओ कंटेंट कैसे बनाना है, वन गाय हुज नॉट नॉन जेन ज़ी हैज फिगर्ड आउट कंटेंट.
आज एसडी का ब्रांड पर्सनालिटी डिटेक्ट हो रहा था, वीडियो भेजा मेरे को किसी ने, बाप रे बाप.
Are there two SDs? One inside yes. BSC and one outside BSC?
Agree. Yeah. Agree. Yeah. Agree. Yeah. Agree. Yeah. In the sense, one. So, what's SD1? What's SD2? SD1 one is inside office. Two is outside office. एक side बोल रहा है कि
Shantanu is the brand Shantanu is जो LinkedIn में
लिखता है, it's an outlaw brand because everyone's abusing him on LinkedIn. जब office में बात करते तो बिल्कुल ऐसा, it's a very belonging and lover type archetype है. तो फिर उसमें से ये निकला कि एसडी इज टू पीपल, एसडी ऑन लिंक्डइन एंड सोशल मीडिया एंड एसडी इन रियल लाइफ आर टू डिफरेंट पीपल.
व्हिच इज द एसडी कमिंग फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ऑन बार्बर शॉप, व्हिच इज द एसडी कमिंग ऑन एसिमेट्रिक, एंड व्हिच इज द एसडी ऑन द मराठी ऑफिशियल. वो तो तीन और पर्सनालिटी है फिर.
I think उन्होंने एसडी ऑन लिंक्डइन एंड एसडी इन ऑफिस, ये दोनों आर्किटेक्ट अभी देयर आर 5-6 पार्ट्स ऑफ माय लाइफ व्हिच दे हैव नॉट कवर्ड. तो LinkedIn
करो काम करो यार, ऐसे आधा अधूरा काम करके आए हो. 12 आज की टाइप है, 12 की 12 अवतार, मतलब 10 अवतार है ना वैसे तुम.
एक तो मेरा खुद का था ना कि वो बोर्ड रूम का वीडियो था, उसमें लोग पोहे खा रहे और मेरे को, मैंने बोर्ड रूम में खाना अलाउड नहीं किया, मैंने बोला एक तो पोहे निकालो. बट ऑन अ मोर सीरियस नोट, आई थिंक द यंगर फोक्स, द वे आई ऑल्सो थिंक क्रिटिकल थिंकिंग स्किल्स ना, स्पेशली इन अ ब्रांड कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ यंग पीपल इज वे अहेड जस्ट बाय प्योर इंस्टिंक्ट यार.
Like, explain थोड़ा सा.
यार, for example, अगर उनको कोई, let's say we are briefing out a product, ठीक है, briefing out a product, and we want to talk about कि इसमें, let's say fragrance brief out कर रहे हैं, उसमें कौन सा note होना चाहिए और कैसे. A 22-year-old's ability to combine his or her life experiences, friends, consumer understanding with that product brief versus my ability to do that is far higher because they're just so into consuming this kind of product or talking to their friends about this kind of stuff, their instinct is a lot sharper. A 40-year-old like me is unlikely to talk to their friends about so many things. So their instinct is a lot lower. So their ability to be creative, now whether it goes into a product briefing like this or whether it's a campaign, whether it's a brand marketing, whether it's the ability to design a website page, everything just becomes a lot sharper in our kind of world. RB, there's more for maybe you and me and lesser for CT.
But this is more exposure, na? The generation itself is getting exposed to so many brands.
It's not just exposure, CT. It's also just like shattering of instinct through conversations. Constant conversation and involvement. Unko exactly batao tha ki unko kya experience chahiye, unko kya pasand hai.
Do you worry on this? Do you worry a little on this, on the lack of depth of experiences versus the breadth of experience? What you're talking about is they have created a lot more breadth in the kind of experiences that they've had over, let's say, the last month, last quarter, last year, compared to, let's say, an older person, let's say 40-plus year old. But do you worry about the fact that there is lack of depth in some of those experiences? So the nuances and the insights may actually not be correct because you have not gone deep enough. Aapne kabhi ye socha hai? It could be that it's come up to the right answer and you feel, aha, ye sahi lag raha hai karke. But I sometimes worry about false positives in this case because you jump to the conclusion quickly because you've had some of the experiences, but you've not gone deep enough to think of the second order effects and get the actual insight right.
Well, for example, someone asked me this question, very eye-opening. He said, what are your 5 best friends? What kind of fragrance do they use? I had no clue, dude. And then it went a little deeper. What is their favorite food? I had no clue. I would know like maybe what's their favorite drink and so on. But it's very, like my ability to understand consumption through social conversation is just very poor because possibly the breadth of experience, like you said, is a lot lower. Now, how they use that breadth as an early structural advantage to now start going deep in their chosen pursuit of profession, like if they're a brand marketer or if they're a salesperson or whatever, that I think will depend upon intent and competence. But the starting point is very different.
Yeah, I agree with you that the first 3 to 5 years for a 21-year-old undergrad is immensely now more broad and very high number of experiences. Even like Chirag spoke about the 6-month internship.
At some point
of time, you have to go deep and really get the right nuance and right understanding in those experiences. Otherwise, it's too shallow and it's not useful after a while. Like, mujhe thoda sa lag raha hai ki hum jana deep chale jate the because there was no distraction. Maybe there's a slight overconnection. And the best people are navigating this in a smart way. Ki yaar, acha, if I'm going to get social media right, I'm going to spend 3 to 4 years getting every nuance of social media right. And getting through two cycles of algo changes, right? Achha, kyunki 3 saal mein to meta algo, insta algo, toh bar change ho jayega. So what would work before may not work now. So that seeing those cycles also is important while you are operating deep. It's like tum, you know, you are laying a road, beech mein aati aa raha hai, jungle ke beech mein, chalo ye kaise solve kare. Then road lekar aao, fir sher aa gaya, to solve is not the same. Ek mein shayad tum ruk jaoge haathi paas mein, dusre mein tum bhag jaoge, tum bola ruk jao, matlab bhai pehle ye solve karo. Maybe bad analogies, but I think you get the point, right? Ki, you have to construct the road long enough to see every kind of problem that comes to really develop that deep muscle that what is social media, how to run social media effectively. I have done every kind of challenge, so now I know how very well. Like, tum naya challenge bhejo, mera brain figure out kar le ke solve kaise karna hai. Wo depth of how jo hai na, wo mere ko thodi missing lagti hai because people have seen one
time lagta hai yaar.
But that's what I'm saying. You need time on one problem statement and to go deep enough and see multiple situations. So I'll tell you the simplest one, right? After the 2021 bull cycle, we saw 23-24 bear cycle in the startup ecosystem and funding. And there was an interesting question one of the board members asked me, ki, yaar, why did you not overspend in 2021? I said, sir, because I passed out in 2009. That was my first recession. I have seen the 14-15 bull cycle. And this was hindsight. I didn't know then. And I kept thinking, why did I not go aggressive? Because I had seen 3 cycles. I knew that this will fatega. And when it fatega, it will fatega. So you should be a little pragmatic on, yes, you should get aggressive. But how aggressive is a pragmatism once you've fallen twice and you've seen 2 or 3 cycles? And that is where is a substitute for the wisdom and gray hair that people talk about. I think it's a substitution for the fact that have you gone deep enough and seen 3 different cycles in the same problem to then have a more nuanced view as to how will this the next time it happens.
Yeah, agree.
I also By the way, I have a question. You are not 40, you're 38. And like we should put our plug. Congratulations to Ankush, our friend, co-founder and CEO at Rebel Foods, who's been nominated, I think one of the 40 people who won ET 40 under 40 this year. So when are you coming, Shantanu, on that? You're 38. How come you have not got ET 40 under 40?
I don't know. Is it still run by Spencer Stewart?
Yeah, Mr. Rohit Kale used to run it before. So I'm surprised that. तू बोलते हैं दोस्त है तेरा ये तो क्या है कैसा दोस्ती है यार
शायद इसकी वजह से नहीं हो रहा है कि वो बोल रहा होगा दोस्त है कॉन्फ्लिक्ट आ जाएगा तो छोड़ ही देते हैं इसको इसको वैसे भी बहुत ज्यादा पीआर मिलता रहता है वी डिराइव नो जॉय बाय पुटिंग हिम ऑन द 40 अंडर 40 लिस्ट
बट सीरियसली यार यू शुड नेक्स्ट ईयर यू शुड आई थिंक देयर इज अ नॉमिनेशन प्रोसेस एंड देन देयर इज अ प्रॉपर वोटिंग एंड ऑल बट समबडी हैज टू नॉमिनेट यू लेट मी फिगर आउट मेरे को बता रहे यार मैं नॉमिनेट कर देता हूं आई हैव एटलीस्ट सम स्टैंडिंग होपफुली इन द इंडस्ट्री दैट दे विल टेक माय नॉमिनेशन ऑफ यू सीरियसली
मैं वही सोच रहा हूं कि उसमें रोहित कारे को बोलता हूँ यार आप अवार्ड तो नहीं दे रहे लेकिन जूरी में डाल दो फिर मेरे को लेट मी सेलेक्ट द 40
द जूरी कैन नॉट बी यंगर देन 40 आई एम सॉरी फर्स्ट यू हैव टू विन द अवार्ड देन यू कैन बिकम पार्ट ऑफ जूरी नो बट यू शुड यार यू शुड सीरियसली
आपको मिला है क्या अभी आपको सीटी आपको
आई एम 42 नाउ
आई एम तो
नहीं बट व्हेन यू अंडर यू आर अंडर 40
वी डिडंट अचीव मच व्हेन बिफोर वी वर 40
मैं तो 40 जब उससे पहले तो ईटी होता अवार्ड ही नहीं होता था
सिटी से बात करें 60 साल के हो गए
अरे वो पेज पे तो अभी मिल सकता है मुझे
आई कांट इवन गेट इट ऑन वो पेज इवन माय वो पेज इज बियॉन्ड 40 अनफॉर्चूनेटली सो
अभी नहीं बट
अनलेस आई कैन रिवर्स द एज ओवर द नेक्स्ट 3-4 मंथ्स एंड देन लाइक चलो देखूं मैं वो पेज ले लूंगा
बट टू योर पॉइंट आरबी आई थिंक द यूथ और यंगर फोक्स मे आल्सो बी डिपेंडिंग ऑन एआई फॉर डेप्थ अ लॉट दे विल यूज रियल लाइफ एंड रियल एक्सपीरियंसेस फॉर ब्रेड And actually depend on AI for going deep. For example, I'll give an example. Yesterday, Shruti was talking to Yash, okay? And Yash teaches stat at MIT. So if you were to think about stats as a subject, he probably is top 0.01% of people who understand statistics very well. So she was like, yaar, hematology mein, yaar, ye blood samples ke 50 results hai, ispe kuch clinical variants ka kuch humko stat chalana hai, ispe kuch, you know. So he was asking, what tool are you using? Usually Excel mein main data le leti, aur fir uske baad, I don't know what to do with it. And I have not taken math in 11, 12, toh mere liye toh bahut hi out of bounds hai. Toh usne bola, bhejna mere ko, I will have a look. And then I asked him, ki, what are you going to do with it? He's like, I'll just ask ChatGPT to write a code. And we'll figure out what are some of the 4 or 5 things that are coming out of it. I won't write the code because I don't understand it. But frankly, this is not a stat. This is not a stat paper. This is a biostat paper. So biostats and the biology is more important than statistics. It should not be very difficult. So what I noticed in that is that he's not depending on ChatGPT to become like the hematology or bio expert. He already knows the right things to prompt. And that might be the way a lot of younger people will operate, which is they will know certain things through breadth, and their spread will be high. So their ability to prompt, their ability to ask questions will be high. And they'll actually be able to get AI to do a lot of the expertise-driven stuff, which might be amazing buttresses for knowledge in general.
But
you have to think about.
Yeah, but ability to judge jo hai na, wo hona chahiye bhi de hai. Yash has it, but let's say if I don't know any statistics and I start doing, meko to pehla answer hi theek lagega.
अलग एक्सपोजर से ही आता है, अलग प्रॉब्लम सेम फंक्शन स्लैश प्रॉब्लम स्टेटमेंट वेक्टर पे आपको अलग अलग जब प्रॉब्लम आते हैं तब आपका जजमेंट बेटर होता है. एंड वेन यू सी दोज एंड यू मे फेल एट सम ऑफ दोज. But ultimately, you need to know how then people succeed. And I'll tell you one problem, at least I see of AI, is going back to Chirag's point. Uske hisab se tum kabhi galat hi nahi ho. Anything you ask, great job. You are very close. Tum badhiya ho. Arey bhai, matlab, I don't think people learned because they kept hearing ki hum badhiya hai. Like, aaj tak to mere kabhi nahi bola isne ki bhai, tum gandha hai. Tu bahut hi galat soch raha hai. Wo itna pyar se samjhata hai. And I don't know why they have designed it that way. Of course, it's for engagement. By the way, I don't know if you guys have thought about this. GPT, which is like the epitome of what everyone uses, substitutes that for AI, right? The companion that everyone uses. By design is competing with the TikTok and the Instagram for user attention. It is supposed to hook you and make you feel better. Mm. It's a trap if you think about it. And everybody is like, IG में scroll करते 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 तुम trap में होंगे कि पहले आधा घंटा, एक घंटा, दो घंटा spend कर रहे हो. Same thing will happen with GPT. It is designed to keep you addicted to it. So its core job is not to give you the answers, by the way. If people are assuming that GPT को मैं $20 दे रहा हूँ क्योंकि मेरे को answer दे रहा है, नहीं, वो तेरे को उसी पे loop में रखने वाला. Yes, थोड़ा answer देगा और पूरा answer कभी नहीं देगा वो. और it's the product manager there का OKR है कि भाई इसको और usage करवाओ. ये $20 को $200 खर्चवाओ.
करेक्ट.
सो यू हैव टू लुक एट द इंसेंटिव अलाइनमेंट देयर. द इंसेंटिव इज नॉट अलाइन टू गिव यू द आंसर, इट्स डिजाइन टू कीप यू. ऑफ कोर्स इट कैन नॉट गिव यू अ रैंडम आंसर दैट यू विल गेट पिस्ड ऑफ एंड गो अवे, बट देयर इज अ न्यूएंस ऑफ कीपिंग यू एंगेज्ड एंड हैप्पी वर्सेस एक्चुअली टेलिंग यू द प्रॉब्लम. सो लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स यू मे नॉट लाइक द आंसर आई गिव यू, बट आई विल गिव यू द आंसर इरेस्पेक्टिव. आई डोंट केयर इफ यू डोंट लाइक मी. यू नीड टू हियर द ट्रुथ इफ यू वांट टू लर्न समथिंग. लाइक फीडबैक बाय डिजाइन हर्ट्स.
Yeah,
but it's supposed to help you. That is wo ka hai. AI mein koi feedback nahi hai, which is when hurt you. Aaj tak to kisi ko hurt nahi kiya usne.
That's right. Good therapy, na. Why do you think there's comfort there?
So I'm contesting that you can go deep with AI. I don't think you can go deep with AI.
No. No, I think it will come down to pushing.
Why can't you go वैसे deep with AI?
It will come down to your self-awareness.
Correct.
And very so, high judgment.
Your curiosity in terms of, let's say, figuring out, going down on that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It serves a very good purpose.
And it's incentivized, yeah. It's incentivized need, to do that.
You need very high self-awareness to know that, yaar, ye answer abhi sahi nahi hai. Mujhe aur deep jaana.
Exactly.
Mujhe aur, wo wala jab bahut kam logon ke paas hota hai.
Wo aur wo tough bhi hota ja raha hai, yaar, because it writes such good English.
Correct.
That you will say, yaar, ye to sahi lag raha
hai. Correct.
Yaar, Bitcoin crash mein batao, yaar, kya ho raha hai? I hear people have started taking their own lives, etc. Kuch ho raha hai kya itna
crazy? Really? What is that indicating? Why is gold, silver, all of these are like...
Basically, flight to safety. People, dollar reserve, my read is dollar reserve is not comfortable. The people expect some debt what is the right word? Servicing on debt is becoming hard.
US में ना जैसे इंडिया में क्या होता है, you know, you would see RBI would govern or would control most things. Right, from yeah. control of supply to interest rates, and interest rates will also flow down from banks to NBFCs very, very smoothly. In US now, it's very, very market driven. My sense is what is happening is Fed is saying that interest rates are lower, inflation is coming down. Market is not believing that. Market is saying that it looks like we are going to have a hard landing. It's sticky inflation. This is not going to work. And hence, it continues to have that inflationary fight and this rise of gold and silver.
Chalo guys, see you. Okay. I have a bunch of calls. Jo,
bye,
Arby. Bye, city.